This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
My beloved Bruins are exactly where they were last season at this time, round one of the playoffs with a 3-1 lead, and we're hoping for a different result. And I have a pair of tickets which I am going to give to you as opposed to using them myself or giving them to Curtis, who's a huge puckhead. So we're going to do that at 8 this morning, Shime. Give you Bruins tickets?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you do nothing else this morning, then listen at 8 so you can win your way into the Garden for Game 5, courtesy of the Greg Hill Show and WEEI. Our buddy Andrew Razor Raycroft will be here at 9, and we're going to talk to Gerard Mayo at 9 about the draft and other things. But once we are done with Gerard Mayo, we will break down this series so far for the Bruins and the Maple Leafs with Razor. I got the ringing. It's ringing again. So it's clogged ear thing, clogged ringing. It's a weird ringing thing.
Is there any pain?
No, no pain. Zero pain, no fever, nothing.
It's probably not an infection.
You don't think it's an infection?
No, definitely not an infection.
It's definitely not an infection. This is Mike from Connecticut. Hello, Mike.
Oh, good morning. Couple of things. Greg, you have a clogged eustachian tube. Load up on antihistamines and go to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. They'll fix you right up.
How do you know it's a eustachian tube cloggage?
I had the same problem. I was out in Colorado at like 12,000 feet, and I came back to my hometown at sea level, and my ears were, I thought I was going to explode.
I'll tell you who I'm not going to see about this.
Who's that?
Governor Kristi Noem, because I feel like she would take me right out if I went to see her.
Isn't it amazing how detestable politicians are the second you pull back any, like, pull back the curtain slightly, and it's like you're killing dogs.
Yeah, I mean, very strange. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
She had a puppy that she thought was aggressive and was going to be biting people. It attacked some chickens.
Oh.
So she took the thing down to the gravel pit and shot it. America, I don't think America agrees that that was the right way to deal with it.
Yeah.
I would assume PETA's on her front doorstep.
You would
think.
But of all of the things to do, like that is such a sick decision to make.
And she's a politician where?
She's the governor of South Dakota.
All right.
Talk about going 0 to 100.
She was maybe gonna be Trump's running mate, but I don't know if this will play well in American dog loving homes.
I don't think so.
I don't think it certainly won't play well with Courtney when she hears about it.
No.
All right. Anyway, lots to get to on the show today. We'll check in quick with our official Commonwealth versus Karen Reed trial correspondent, Ted Daniel of Fox 25 at 7:20, as that trial gets underway today. And Courtney and I will be streaming it as soon as it's underway. But first, I got to get to my lead. And my lead is Roger Goodell, who was on with Pat McAfee on draft night and suggested that he would like to add an additional regular season game to the schedule, which would move the Super Bowl, which I think a lot of people are in favor of. Here is Roger Goodell.
So I'd rather replace a preseason game with a regular season any day. That's just picking quality, right? So if we got to 18-2, that's not an unreasonable thing. The other thing it does, which I thought you were going to, is that ends up on President's Day weekend, which is a three-day weekend, which makes the Sunday night, and then you have Monday off. So that's...
Wow.
Now we're cooking.
All right.
How do you feel about it?
I got no issues with
that. How do
you
think the players feel about it?
That's an extra game check, so I think they probably feel pretty good about it.
And you get the extra bye week, too, right?
Huh?
Same game checks.
No, but you'd go from 17 weeks to 18 weeks.
Right, but you get paid. The preseason is all folded into the ticket cost. So,
No. I'm just talking about players. So a player would be picking up an extra week of a game check. They're not looking at because they go from a 17-week payday to now an 18-week.
So it's different than the preseason? I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
But can you be a league that says you're concerned about player safety if you're adding another? I mean, but are they really anyway? No. I mean, I would love it. I think the Super Bowl, from the fan perspective, it ought to be on a Sunday night on a long weekend so that everybody can go out and it helps the economy. People go out, party, or have a party at your house, however you like to do it. I mean, I don't.
Get rid of another preseason game. Players would love that.
But the coaches wouldn't. Some coaches wouldn't like it. Bill would not like that.
But what's the issue with the NFL right now? That the product wanes as the season goes on because injuries stack up. The Thursday night, Sunday, the quick turnarounds, the games in Germany, the games in Brazil Friday night this year. The product suffers when that occurs. And I love football. I would watch football every day for the rest of my life. But you said it, Greg. You cannot say to people that you need to protect the shield and protect players at all costs and then do things like this where it just is going to impact the product, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're eliminating that preseason game, right? So you're still having the same amount of practice time. Maybe you get more in a squad practices where it's a little bit more, you can control how you want to practice. You can control the live periods. So maybe coaches would like that better where they can practice, have more in a squad practices. You eliminate a preseason game, which players would like. Players would be picking up an extra week's payday if you got the 18 weeks.
I mean, 781 texter, a great question. Is it going to get to be like the NBA where you're sitting guys for load management the longer the season gets?
But my question, Wiggy, is they're not going to give – so you make – let's say you're Jacoby Brissett and you're making $8 million.
Mm-hmm.
So he would get a raise?
No, he would – it's not. No, he wouldn't get a raise.
So then what's the game check have to do with it?
Well, you would get more money because so if it was $8 million now, because you have 18 weeks you had an extra game.
Yeah.
He might get $9 million. You see what I'm saying?
So you're saying deals.
But I thought it was already
deals.
Baked in because you have the preseason. You're just removing preseason.
You don't get paid.
So then the players would get an additional. Then they would absolutely be for it.
Yeah, preseason. You get like preseason money is when I played. It might have been like $1,000 a week or something like that. Money doesn't start your actual contract for the season.
You don't get a check until you play in a game game week is what
you're
saying.
Unless you're getting some signing bonus or something like that.
All right, the leads are done finally. A little late. Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
Where do you want to start, Sean?
Well, Greg, we have to start with our new New England Patriot receiver, Javon Baker. In his introductory press conference, this is what he said about what people can expect from him on the field and watching him play.
Just come to the home stadium and bring out popcorn. That's all I can tell y'all. Bring your popcorn. I make people in wheelchairs stand up.
All right. Well, we're going to bring our popcorn.
Okay.
I make people in wheelchairs stand.
Oh, he must be electric.
I would, yes. Yeah. I mean, the guy, you got to see some of his film, Wiggy, I'm sure, over the weekend.
I mean, not a ton of it, but I think I read somewhere where he was, I want to say, second in the nation with, like, yards per catch or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I
will say, thank God Bill isn't still here. Because he doesn't look like an act like you've been there before guy in the end zone. In some of what I saw over the weekend.
Yeah, and it was really good kind of balance because Jalen Polk is the complete opposite of what Javon Baker is. Polk is your reliable kind of I just get open guy, your Jacoby Myers-esque player, whereas Javon Baker is your home run hitter.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
Next, let's go to the NBA playoffs. Joel Embiid was very disappointed with Philadelphia 76er fans because basically their home arena sounded like a home game for the Knicks. Here's what Joel Embiid said after the game.
Disappointing. I love our fans. Think he's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town, so you know they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. It's not okay.
The classic. I'm not calling you out, but I'm calling you out.
Right. Every time I hear, wait a minute. I mean, Knicks fans were able to buy tickets because Philly fans weren't. They were selling their tickets, or they weren't buying their
tickets.
That's
on the Philly.
That's on the fans. I guess that's his issue.
But I feel like Embiid is just, I don't know. Every time I hear him, whether it was the end of the year last year, remember he was bitching about he didn't have a supporting cast. I just think he needs a little bit of a mirror sometimes.
I mean, Jalen Brunson went off. What did he have, 47?
40, he had some.
He was awesome.
Did they make you a little nervous, the Knicks?
No. I think Philly stinks. That's why. I think when you start to look at that, and I know that Joel Embiid played the majority of, I think he played the whole game, and then he was gassed by the end. They were talking about that. I'm not sold on Philadelphia. I love the kid Maxey. I think
he's awesome.
He's a great player. I love the way he plays. I love his energy. But other than that, I mean, Joel Embiid ain't the same player. Tobias Harris, he is, talk about somebody who does absolutely nothing. So I'm not, like, for me, Philly's not a good team.
Well, I know one person who most likely did not sell their tickets to Knicks fans.
This is the greatest day in the last couple years of Philadelphia. We love it.
I love that guy.
All right, anything else, Sean?
Yeah, I got one more quick one for you. Back to the NFL draft real quick, because one of the more perplexing moments of the draft was when Michael Penix was drafted by the Atlanta Falcons. And then even more perplexing than that was Terry Fontenot's explanation of why they took Michael Penix. Here was his answer at the press conference.
If you believe in a quarterback, you have to take him. And if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a great problem to have because we're doing so well at that position. The draft is, you look at the future and you look at big picture, but we are very excited about that quarterback room. And again, Kirk is our quarterback, but adding Michael Penix is thinking about the future.
Yeah, it's okay if you sit your quarterback with the 8th overall pick for 4 to 5 years.
For 4 to 5 years.
That's just dumb.
There's nothing better than the video of them explaining it to Arthur Blank, where Arthur Blank is like, what the F are we doing right now?
But does,
I'm spending $140 million on a quarterback.
$180 million
on a quarterback, and you're using a draft pick to take another one.
But doesn't this make sense now why all the other people inside the facility with the Falcons kept Belichick out of their top three?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, talk about just idiotic roster management.
Yeah.
You could have added another weapon to help out Kirk Cousins and that offense, because not only did you take another quarterback, you took another quarterback with a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
That was just stupid.
Dumb as can be.
Okay. Well, that's they said it. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. I have Bruins tickets to give away, and I will give those to you right at 8 this morning, so be ready for that. We will talk to Jerod Mayo at 9 this morning about the draft. Can ask about the addition of another regular season game when we talk to Jerod Mayo at 9 on this morning show. And then we'll be joined by our guy, Andrew Razor Raycroft, and we will talk Bruins, Maple Leafs, and the NHL playoffs, all coming up on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI. Jackson doing the news in Courtney's absence.
I can't wait.
At 7:45. You're the one?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you can't wait.
I think this is going to be his breakout performance.
You do?
Yes.
Let's go, Cratson.
Really?
Yep. I have full confidence. Ever since
this
he went
to... This is going to be his Mona Lisa?
It really is.
Okay, I can't wait.
I mean, ever since he was there at the Garden taste testing the playoff favorites, I have been fully on board.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, and in Courtney's absence, Shime is here with what is trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Teen Malone. The Patriots completed their draft over the weekend. They took Drake May, wide receiver Jalen Polk, offensive tackle Caden Wallace, offensive guard Layden Robinson, wide receiver Javon Baker, corner Marcellus Dial, quarterback Joe Milton III, and tight end Jaheim Bell from Florida State. The Red Sox got the win over the Cubs last night 5-4 with a walk-off RBI single from Tyler O'Neill. With the win, they take the series from the Cubbies and gear up to take on the San Francisco Giants tomorrow at Fenway Park.
Ken Laird said it was electric there last night at the old ballpark.
Yeah, he said it was like old time.
Wow.
Yeah. It was his quote.
I mean, perfect weather weekend for that series. Great. Yeah. 2 out of 3 by the Sox. Nice little series win.
Against a good team, too. Not some scrub. Over the weekend, your Bruins got a big win over the Maple Leafs 3-1. They took a 3-1 series lead back to Boston and a chance to close that out at home tomorrow night. Puck drop at 7:10. Celtics also dominated the Heat in Game 3 to take a 2-1 series lead. They play Game 4 tonight in Miami. Tip for that one is at 7:30. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Teen Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Shime. Beautiful day today. 61 already in Boston. Cloudy skies. Partly cloudy. Afternoon high in the mid to upper 60s.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.